what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch.
Stop these tariffs. You campaigned on lowering prices.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Americans will see higher prices due to the tariffs President Trump is ordering on Mexican, Canadian, and Chinese imports. CBS's Chanel Call.
President Trump wrote that tariffs were necessary to protect Americans, to pressure the three nations to do more to curb the manufacture and export of illicit fentanyl. He also wants Canada and Mexico to reduce illegal immigration into the U.S.
Absolutely. Fentanyl through Canada, human trafficking through Canada, also with China in that mix for fentanyl as well.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau pushed back.
Our border is already safe and secure, but there's always more work to do.
The Trump administration has forced out division heads at the FBI, and CBS's Pat Milton reports.
This comes after CBS News previously reported that the FBI was directed by Trump administration officials to compile a list of employees who may have worked on the January 6th investigation to evaluate their employment status.
There are indications they could be fired. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Panama amid pressure from President Trump for the canal to be returned to U.S. control over security concerns. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
We saw a port run by a Hong Kong-based company and a bridge being built by a Chinese firm. The evidence the Trump administration's using to suggest the Chinese could take control of the canal. But there's also an American-controlled port, and the Panamanians insist there's no Chinese control.
After a couple days of hearings, a Senate committee is set to vote on whether Robert F. Kennedy Jr. should become Secretary of Health and Human Services. Senator Bernie Sanders on Face the Nation.
When he cannot acknowledge that if you're going to make America healthy, you got to guarantee health care to all people. He was not clear about the need to take on the greed of the pharmaceutical industry and lower prescription drug costs. So I was not particularly happy with his presentation.
On social media, President Trump is accusing Democrats of delaying approving his nominations. The 67th Grammy Awards are taking place tonight. CBS's Danya Backus.
Producers are promising a night full of spectacular performances, bringing a concert into your living room.
I get to perform to everyone at home, but I also get to perform for my colleagues and the people I love.
The Queen Bee, Beyonce, leads with 11 nominations. Though she holds the record for most Grammys won by any artist, tonight, for the fifth time, she'll compete for a Grammy she's never won, Album of the Year.
That would be for her country album. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
U.S. store closures are expected to surge this year. CBS's Stephen Kaufman reports.
Rising inflation and consumer preferences are driving significant retail changes, including a forecasted possible doubling in the number of stores closing in 2025 compared to last year's figures.
What is underlying all this? It's the acceleration of what transpired as a result of COVID.
University of New Haven economist Dr. Brian Marks calls it a COVID hangover.
In COVID, we saw a transformation of the economy with a move away from bricks and mortar. And we saw the explosion of online purchasing.
And the future of brick and mortar retailers?
I don't think it's a bleak picture. It's just a period of transition.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Several major retailers downsized last year. The list includes Big Lots, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Macy's, to name a few. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, some patchy fog with a low near 35. Mostly cloudy Monday, highs in the low 40s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 30s. Chance of rain, snow, or freezing rain on Wednesday. Temperatures will be hovering in the low 30s.
It's 39 at our studios.
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up. Lean back.
And a diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
Thank you.
together.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together
now.
WRJN.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
things that we've been through. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Glad all over, baby, I'm glad all over.
information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Listen, that's the way it should be. Peace. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
shot is dark. He shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Well, I kissed the is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The 67th Grammy Awards are underway.
Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Kendrick Lamar, and many more are already Grammy winners even before the main show began.
They not like us.
Lamar for Not Like Us.
I can't relate.
Sabrina Carpenter for Espresso. And even former President Jimmy Carter won a posthumous Grammy Award. Prior to his death, he was nominated in the audiobook, narration, and storytelling recording category from his final Sunday school lessons.
How many of you believe in life after death?
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Protesters not happy about President Trump's immigration policies disrupted traffic on a freeway in downtown Los Angeles for hours today.
Well, dozens of protesters blocked the freeway. The majority, several thousand, stayed up on the streets of downtown LA, including Edwin Bautista.
I came here when I was 3 and I am 34 years old.
So 31 years.
Yes, 31 years here as an illegal.
Bautista, however, did say he does agree that immigrants who are here illegally and commit crimes should be deported. Emily Valdez for CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Trump administration has forced out division heads of the FBI. Retired FBI Assistant Director Frank Figluzzi tells CBS's Face the Nation.
This is not reduction. This is not efficiency. It makes America less safe when you lose that much expertise this quickly.
FBI agents who helped investigate Trump might also be fired. NBA fans today booed the U.S. national anthem. It happened at the Toronto Raptors game against the LA Clippers. This after President Trump